I am with them, man. How did that feel? You got that many send-offs. It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed by it all, to be honest. You know, the support has just been overwhelming. You know, I can't believe it. And, I've got to thank the Sydney crowd so much because they've been absolutely fantastic.
And it got a bit tight there at the end.
Well, there's always pressure. That's what Test cricket's all about. So I was hoping not to bat. I was hoping we were going to get the runs none down. But, it was nice to go out there and be there towards the end. To be there with Mitchell Johnson was brilliant. Yes, another Australian win. I'm very, very proud, I guess.
The crowd wanted you to be taking catches, bowling, taking the wickets, hitting the winning runs. Didn't quite hit the winning run.
No, I'm more than happy with that. I was hoping Michael Clark and Ed Cowan could get through to tee because the crowd was starting to call for, you know, one of them to get out, and I wanted to make sure they stayed there and finished the job. But, it was great to be out there, I must admit. I was pretty nervous. You just don't want to let anyone down, I guess. But I'm very, very proud to be out there.
Test career over, 79 tests, averaging over 100 against Sri Lanka. What a wonderful career you've had, Mike.
Oh, I couldn't have dreamed of it. You know, I remember when I hadn't even played and Jason Gillespie said to me, he goes, I reckon you got 50 tests in your hus. And I laughed at him straight in the face. I said, no way, mate. I was already probably 30 years of age at that stage and I would have bitten his hand off right then. So to play 79 and to be part of a World Cup and an Ashes winning team, that's what it's all about. I've exceeded anything I could ever dreamed of in the game, and I think the game's given me so much, so I feel very, very fortunate.
Beautifully said. I don't want to hold you up because there's a lot going on here, brother David takes over in the one-day side.
Yeah, well, I hope he goes well. You know, it's a great opportunity for a lot of guys now coming around the Australian team. We'll see which one's going to stand up and take his opportunity and be, I guess, the next generation of Australian cricketer. I hope it's him. He really wants it, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Singing that song tonight, mate?
Yeah, I don't know when, but we'll get onto it. Yeah, definitely.
Good on you. Well done. Mike Hussey.